Masechet Baba Batra, Perek He Mishnah Bet. In the times of the Mishnah, a donkey was used for two different purposes. It was used to ride on, and it was also used to carry burdens. The main thing that a donkey did was to ride people around. It was used as a mode of transportation. And a secondary purpose was it would carry burdens on its back and take items from one place to another. Question becomes, when a donkey is sold, what's included in the sale? We're going to see all of the opinions of this following Mishnah are going to say that the gear that's needed for the riding on top of the hamor, on top of the donkey, is included in the sale. It's considered to be an essential part of the donkey, and therefore the saddle that goes on it is included in the sale. Question becomes, what about the gear that's needed for the donkey to carry items, a sack, or saddlebags? Are those included in the sale? We'll have a three-way machloket in this Mishnah. Mishnah says, Hamocher et hamor lo machar kelav. Somebody sells a donkey, he has not sold the carrying gear with it. The items that the donkey needs to carry items on its back are not included in the sale. Even if the donkey was wearing these items at the time of the sale, according to Tanakh Kama over here, the donkey is mainly used for riding, and therefore the carrying gear is not an essential component of the donkey, and it's not included in the sale. Second opinion, Nahum Hamadi Omer, Machad Kelav. According to Nahum Hamadi, if somebody sells a donkey, if the carrying gear is on the donkey at the time of the sale, then the carrying gear is part of the sale. If the donkey was not wearing the carrying gear, then even Nahum Hamadi would say that they are not included in the sale. The third opinion here in Rabbi Yehuda is going to sort of be a hybrid. He's going to agree with Tanakh Kama that the carrying gear are not included even if the animal was carrying it, but there is a unique circumstance where the carrying gear would be included in the sale. Rabbi Yehuda omid, Pe'amim mechorin u'pe'amim enan mechorin. According to Rabbi Yehuda, there are times when the carrying gear is sold with the animal, and there are times when the carrying gear is not sold with the animal. Ketzad, what's the situation? Haya hamor lefanav vekelav alav. If there was a donkey standing in front of the buyer, and that donkey was wearing the carrying gear, ve'amar lo mechor li hamor echa ze, hare kelav mechorin. If the buyer told the seller, sell me this donkey of yours, we say that the carrying gear is included. Hare kelav mechurin, the carrying gear would be included. Since the buyer threw in the extra word over here, ze, mechor li hamorecha ze, sell me this donkey. That word ze, which means this, is extra. He could have simply said, mechor li hamorecha, sell me your donkey. So that extra word is him trying to specify that he wants it as is. He wants it with the carrying gear that the animal is wearing included. Ah, but if he said, Hamorecha hu, if he saw the donkey and he asked the owner, if the buyer asked the seller, is this your donkey? And then he was told in the affirmative that it was, and then he bought it, En kelav mechurin, then the carrying gear would not be included in the sale. Even if the donkey was wearing the carrying gear at the time of the sale, it would not be included.